USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former FBI employee reportedly under criminal investigation is accused of altering documents tied to the surveillance of the 2020 Trump campaign staffer Carter Page. This comes a week before the DOJ Inspector General report is due out. They allegedly listened to his phone calls to get a window into what was going on with the campaign, and Page tells Fox Business Network it's even worse than that.
Not only was I never charged with anything, I've never been asked any question by any of the federal investigators, either DOJ or FBI, that even made any sense or, you know, hinted at any criminality whatsoever. So it's not even just clear and convincing evidence. It's just there's no evidence whatsoever because I never did anything wrong.
According to the American Farm Bureau, your Thanksgiving dinner will cost just under $49 to feed a family of 10. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Americans remain optimistic about the nation's economy, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment jumping more than a full point from last month, exceeding expectations of economists. It reached 96.8. That's up from 95.5 in October. Economists had expected it to drop to 94.9. The index has now been at 95 or higher for 30 of the past 35 months. Americans have not been that optimistic since the end of the dot-com boom in 2000.
The Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case where Muslims were placed on a no-fly list because they refused to spy on fellow Muslims. The case dates back to 1993 when three Muslim men sued because they claimed they were put on the government's no-fly list after refusing to become informants. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The California Supreme Court rules in favor of President Donald Trump. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump does not have to disclose his tax returns to appear as a candidate on California's primary ballot next spring, according to the state Supreme Court. The state Supreme Court ruled unanimously. The law, the first of its kind in the nation, aimed squarely at Trump, violates a specification of the state constitution calling for an inclusive, open presidential primary ballot, the court said. Ultimately, it's the voters who must decide whether the refusal of a recognized candidate throughout the nation or throughout California for the office of president of the United States to make such information available to the public will have consequences at the ballot box, according to Chief Justice Tenney Cantil Sakue.
The Arizona Board of Regents is considering banning the use and sale of vaping and tobacco products at the state's three public universities. Javier Carlos is a freshman at Arizona State University, and he says he would be in support of the ban because of his health problems.
Personally, I know a lot of people, especially on my sports team, that vapes, and it kind of makes me feel uncomfortable because I don't vape and I have an asthma problem. So when they ask me to vape, it makes me feel uncomfortable, and I know that what they're doing to their body isn't safe, and we really don't know what's even going on with vaping or what's even in the product.
Currently, the use and selling of tobacco products is prohibited on Arizona public university campuses, but vaping is still allowed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.